Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 414, and today's title, How to Pray When You Don't Want To, When You Don't Feel Like It. Last week, I was away on holiday with my father and my wife Penny in the delightful county of Dorset, southern England. We spent one afternoon in Dorchester and several hours there in the Dorset County Museum. I can highly recommend it. It's certainly one of the best regional museums I've ever been to. And whilst in there, we got a good feel for the lives of the people of Dorset through the centuries. Among the exhibits were a set of stocks. Now, if you're not familiar with that, stocks are where they used to put people who had committed some crime, and they would fasten the legs and the hands in place so they couldn't protect themselves, and people would come and often pelt them with rotten vegetables and things like that for a while. I wasn't quite sure what to make of them, and the description in the pictures that accompanied them. The pictures are on the website if you want to have a look. And next to the stocks in the museum, there was a board. And the board contained some text from what's called the Dorchester Offenders Book. So this is a list of naughty people from the year 1629 to the year 1630. And this entry was about someone called Hugh Baker. It reads, Hugh Baker, courier of this borough, was complained of to Mr. Mayor that he went out of church yesterday at morning prayer before prayers were ended, and confesseth the same, and is censured to sit in the stocks 2 hours for his misdemeanor. So Hugh Baker, he left church early before the prayers were ended, and he didn't defend himself. He said, yes, okay, that's right. And he was sentenced to be in the stocks for 2 hours because of that. An interesting approach to people leaving church early. We don't know the circumstances. Perhaps he was ill. Perhaps the person leading the prayers was doing so in a rather boring way. We don't know. But let's face it, sometimes we don't feel like praying or continuing to pray. And well, what do we do when that happens? Now, the answer is surely not to be forced to pray. But let's consider two scriptures that can help us. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. And Hosea chapter 11, verse 4. The Lord speaking, I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. To them I was like one who lifts a little child to the cheek, and I bent down to feed them. Do you catch the tenderness of God there? God has been loving you and me, and still does. He's never not loved us or treated us with kindness. He never could, and he never will. When we don't feel like praying or continuing in prayer, one of the best things to do is to think back on God's love, his kindness, his provision. So let me ask you, what helps you to be aware of God's kindness? I've heard of people keeping a kindness journal in which they write all the instances that they notice of God being kind to them. Sometimes I look back at my photo albums and see them as a record of the blessings of God. Meaningful scriptures or favourite hymns can also be a way of reconnecting with God's kindness. What helps you when something isn't working for us in prayer? What helps you to get back to an understanding of and a gratitude for God's kindness? Because although we would wish it to be otherwise, there are times when we don't feel like continuing in prayer. And sometimes, sometimes we need to take a break, and God understands, but other times we need a refresher. A refresher of remembering God's love and kindness. What are your thoughts on this topic? Why not drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear this recording. If you want a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines, then sign up for that at my website, and then you'll get my weekly newsletter. Do hope and pray that you'll be in contact with God's kindness in the coming days. Take care and God bless.